I want to make a bit of an announcement or a statement that I believe needs to be made this morning, and it caused me a restless night, whether to share this or not, but I think the Lord has placed it upon my heart through the Holy Spirit to share this with you this morning. I don't know how many of you have been on the internet yesterday, but things have been buzzing quite a bit yesterday, and it seems that the President of the United States has made an executive order and declared today Transgender Awareness Day across the nation. Now, that's, of course, the President's prerogative to do. However, I believe that what makes this an evil statement is that it has been made by him and his administration to declare it on this day, Easter Sunday morning. And it is done with purpose. It is done in a calculating manner. And I believe personally that this is an evil thing that has been done. There is no such thing as transgender. Scripture is very clear. God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them. There are two genders, male and female, as God intended and created from the very beginning. Transgenderism is a myth, and I would have been happy to not have to celebrate it at all, and to be able to ignore it. But the administration has made it clear that in making this announcement for this day, that this is being done in defiance to the Word of God and in defiance to God in general. And so I just had to get that off my heart, and I needed to share that with you. And that's all I'm going to say on the topic, because I'm not going to bring this into sermons or anything else at all that I normally do. Don't do that anyway. But I needed to get this off my shoulders. It made for a restless night for me facing this morning. However, I do want to ask you to stand at this time before we actually begin our worship service. And we are going to announce a defiance to that decree by celebrating this day for what it really is: the resurrection of our Lord. Christ is risen.
He is
risen indeed. Hallelujah. Now let us open our worship with our brief order of confession and forgiveness.